now we're back here at Freedom Hall in Louisville. Halftime of the championship game, the seventh and deciding game of the series between Indiana and Kentucky. The Pacers lead 42-41, despite the fact they hit only 5 of 19 shots in that second quarter. Indiana now shooting 39% for the ball game, and that's a familiar figure in this playoff series. Kentucky shooting 547. The Pacers had 25 rebounds, Kentucky 21. Individually, Artis Gilmore has 9. He tops both ball clubs. Issel has 5. Daniels has 7. Darnell Hillman has 6 for Indiana. But remember, Mel Daniels and George McGinnis set out most of the second quarter when Kentucky outscored us 23-18. Well, we're just about set to go. Our congratulations to Johnny Rutherford, who right now is on the pole with a 198.4 average. 199-mile-an-hour lap, I believe. 200-mile-an-hour lap may fall yet today at Indianapolis. But, of course, it'll be dampened because of the tragedy, the loss of Art Pollard. Okay, back to basketball. Lewis and Freeman to start the second half at guards. Mel Daniels, George McGinnis, and Darnell Hillman the front line. Mount and Damp here. Gilmore, Issel, and Ladner starting the second half in place of Walt Simon. He's much bigger, much more physical, and he's a streak shooter. He can burn you. Ready to go now. The Pacers go to our left in the second half. The short end of the floor. There's a tip, and it goes to Issel. Down to Ladner. Ladner just holds it. Now fires an 18-footer and got it. Kentucky works that tip-off play, and they immediately get a 2-on-1 situation. And they take the lead for the third time. 43-42. Freddie goes outside of George, driving around. Ladner drives under the basket. Hangs, shoots. It's blocked by Gilmore. George on the line with a rebound. Out of bounds to Kentucky. Well, we're not off to a good start in the second half. That's the second block shot of the game for Gilmore. His 26th in the series. He's got to be a big candidate, not only physically, but literally as well, for the MVP if Kentucky wins it. Dampier working over the pick by Gilmore. Fires along with three-pointer. In and out. No good. Rebound. Daniels and Gilmore on his back with a foul. Two fouls on Artis Gilmore. One on Kentucky to start the second half. Well, that calmed the crowd down a little bit. 43-42 Kentucky. Second half just underway. Donnie Freeman on the dribble. Working on Rick Mount across the 10-second line. Hands to George McGinnis down the right side. George holding it up. Gives back to Freeman. Freeman looking now. Drives by Daniels, top of the key, where Gilmore picks him up on the switch. Now inside of George McGinnis, turns, hangs, shoots, short out the front of the rim, rebound Daniels, follow away jumper, off the rim and out. No good, and a foul is called on Kentucky. And I think it's going on Ladner. Yep, that's 3 on Ladner and 2 on Kentucky just early in the third quarter. 11:03 left to go in the third period. And Mel Daniels, who missed a tough luck 8-foot rebound shot on the right side, will get a pair. Mel is 3-for-3 from the line. Kentucky 8 of 9, Indiana 10 of 12 from the free throw line. And the first one is good by Mel. Mel Daniels now with 6 points. He was 1 out of 6 from the floor in the first half. Next shot by Mel on the rim, the glass and back in. And Indiana regains the lead 44-43. Daniels perfect to the line in 5 tries. Long lead pass into Gilmore on the right side. He backs down low on the right, hands to Mount. Deep in the right corner, whistle on the play. And a foul on Gilmore. Offensive foul on Gilmore and a moving pick. And that's 2 quick ones on Artis and 3 in the ball game, and 3 on Kentucky to start the second half. In the first minute and 5 seconds, Freddie Lewis up the left sideline to Darnell Hillman. Indiana leads by 1 and they control the ball. Freddie driving by Dampier. Baseline left 12-foot jumper. Scores! And Gilmore knocked down in the play. Cracked his head on the floor. And Freddie is also decked. Are they going to count the basket? No basket. He put the ball in long before he reached Gilmore. Freddie Lewis gets the charge. That's his third. The first foul on Indiana in the second half, and Gilmore is injured. He really cracked the back of his head as he crashed all full 7'2" of him on his back to the floor under the basket, and Freddie is also down flat on his stomach, laying out of bounds under the Pacer basket. And we've got team members from both benches, and both trainers are out there. And they're giving Kentucky a 20-second injury timeout. Freddie hasn't moved yet. Gilmore now slowly getting up. Oh, a tough break for the Pacers because Freddie lost the deuce. It's still 44-43 Indiana. A rough and tumble ABA championship game with both ball clubs going at it. Tooth and nail. Gilmore's up. Freddie is still down. Gilmore's going to be all right, I think. He just cracked the back of his head on the floor. Freddie is still down under the basket. He's being helped up. Apparently, one of the doctors is out there. Freddie is really shaken up under the basket. And he's grabbing his right shoulder, the top of his right shoulder. Freddie has 9 points in the ball game and has been handling the ball most of the time. And Freddie, talking it over with John Vanek, apparently is going to stay in the ball game. So is Gilmore. Nagashu's up at midcourt talking with Lloyd Gardner, the trainer for the Kentucky Colonels, and Coach Joe Mullaney. And both players are going to stay in there. Freddie's still rubbing that right shoulder. Dampier tries to go and bounce them out, and it's spiked out of bounds over the Pacer bench by Donnie Freeman. Now Ladner comes back court to take the inbounds pass back to Dampier. Dampier across the timeline, working down the left side. Indiana leads by one. Deep in the left corner, Ladner, three-point shot on the way. Around and out. Rebound, Issel, right underneath. Misses a shot, and he's fouled on the play. Is it on Mel? I believe it's on Daniels, and that's four on Mel. Two on Indiana. Daniels with his fourth. And the heat is being applied to Kentucky. 10:36 left to go in the third quarter. We've had five fouls called in the second half already. That's the fourth foul on Mel Daniels, and Issel hits the first one. Tie ball game. Issel now 1-of-1 at the line. He was 29 of 39, 7:45 from the line against Indiana. He's basically an 80% shooter in regular season play. He hit the pair. Kentucky has the lead, and Gus Johnson will be back in a moment for Indiana. 45-44 Kentucky. Down the right side, Donnie Freeman. Hangs, scoops out front to Mel Daniels. Took it away from Dampier. Jumper by Mel. Good! 10-footer by Mel Daniels. Mel now with nine. He has all four Indiana points in the second half. Down the lane. Ladner blocked from behind by George McInnes. Ball knocked out of bounds, and Ladner knocked it out under the Kentucky basket. As he and Mel were jockeying for the loose ball after George blocked Ladner's drive for the layup from behind. Now Gus Johnson in, Mel Daniels out. Mel is really heated. Mel is really heated as he heads for the bench. He says something to Darnell, and now Coach Bobby Leonard tries to quiet him down. 46-45, Indiana. And we've had a delay of the game here momentarily. Not sure what that was all about. Freeman inbounds, not of Freddie Lewis. Freddie brings it up now across the 10-second line. What a nerve-wracker this has been. It's been a great series, the greatest in ABA history. Going right down to the wire. Cross court, it goes to Donnie Freeman, top of the key. Freeman looks for the shot on the right side. 18-foot jumper short off the rim. Over Issel's head, but picked off by Ladner. Ahead to Mount. Freddie goes back. Mount on the drive. Misses the shot. Freddie out, call with a foul. Well, that's four fouls on Freddie Lewis. Mount lost the ball on the underhand scoop on the right side on the way up, and Freddie called for the foul, his fourth. And here comes Billy Keller off the bench for the first time. The 5'10 Mighty Mike from Purdue. Keller averaged 13.4 during the regular season. He has a 6.4 average in five games in this Kentucky series, a 9-point playoff average. Billy has not played well the last two ball games, and nobody wants to play better right now than Billy Keller. Freddie Lewis comes out with four fouls. 9:57 left to go in the third quarter, and each team has picked up three fouls already. Mount's first free throw is good. Kentucky gets the ball down very quick on the break. Next shot is missed. Rebound, Gus Johnson. So the Rocket now 3 out of 4 and has 5 points in the game. Kentucky leading, or rather it's tied, 46 all. Ball kicked loose, rolls out of bounds, goes to Indiana. Dampier apparently touched it last. Vanek says Indiana ball deep in the right corner, and Dampier can't believe it. Neither can the Kentucky fans. Baseline right, George will throw it in. Keller was open for a moment behind Mount. George holding the ball. Now they break. It goes into Darnell Hillman deep in the right corner. Darnell guarded by Issel, out high to Gus Johnson. Gus cross court, lob to Keller. Boy, I'd like to see him get hot. Billy one dribble, looks low for George, can't find it, out high to Gus Johnson. Gus takes three dribbles, top of the key, loaded Darnell Hillman, turns, shoots over Issel, short off the rim. Rebound Darnell away from Gus, baseline jumper, short off the rim, Issel one hands the ball. 46 all, and Kentucky owns it. Now to Dampier. Dampier across the timeline, 9:25 to go in the third quarter. Dampier one on one on Keller, spins away, baseline right, can't get away to the shot, 15 feet away. Keller all over him like a wet rag. In low to Gilmore, and Gus Johnson has pushed Gilmore on the play, and Gilmore got the ball behind Gus. That's one on Johnson, and it's four on Indiana. Both ball clubs now picking up fouls at a rapid rate, although Kentucky got the first three, and Indiana's picked up four in a row. Gilmore at the line to shoot one. He's 2 for 2, and he misses that one badly. Long rebound, lost by Issel and picked off by Keller. There's a break. Game still tied at 46. High on the right side of George McGinnis, back to Keller. Keller holds up one finger. Holding the ball up over his head, looking for George sliding through. Moved by Gus Johnson, 20-footer from the top of the key by Keller. Short of the rim, Ladner saves it in, bounced him out away from Donnie Freeman. Mount dribbles by Hillman at midcourt. Keller picks up the rocket. Both teammates at Purdue. Mount up over his head with the ball. Low post lob back to the basket. Gilmore on the right side. Now to Ladner, drives down the lane, underhand scoop shot. He missed it. Whistle on the play. Ladner decked a pacer under the basket. Charge on Ladner. Darnell Hillman was decked under there. That's four on Ladner and four on Kentucky. And this one is going to get wild. Play right now more like football than basketball, and neither team scoring. It's 46 all. Timeout, Indiana. We'll be back in a moment on the IBC Pacer Basketball Network.